Here's Pastor Brian as he continues his study on the end times.
All this week we are looking at scriptures that prove that the rapture of the church will take place before the tribulation period. Now in this study today, what we're going to be looking at is the design and the purpose of the tribulation period. We need to see that what the scripture predicts in the Old Testament is that the tribulation period, the 7 years before the Lord comes back to the earth, is a time primarily designed for the Jewish nation. It's a time when God said that he would bring salvation to his elect, his chosen people, the nation of Israel, once again in the last days. And Jeremiah 30 is a passage that predicts this time. In verses 4 through 7, it reads this way. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. This is actually what Jesus is quoting in Matthew 24, where he says, so that none is like it. And his reference there in chapter 24 of Matthew is definitely a reference to the tribulation period. And that's why here in Jeremiah it's called, for that day is great. Talking about the day of the Lord, an Old Testament phrase, which means that time in which God comes to judge the earth. And here, what is most important, in verse 7, he says it is a time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob is the one that had his name changed to Israel. And so here it's a time when Israel will go through persecution, tremendous persecution, like they never have since there's been a nation. And so the prophecy relates to the time that Israel will go through a tremendous time of persecution and tribulation, but the good news is that he shall be saved out of it. It's a time when God will bring many of the Israelites to salvation. That's why in the book of Revelation it speaks of the 144,000. That is not in any way the Jehovah's Witnesses of today. It's predicted that there'll be 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel that'll be the first fruits to God. And the first fruits is an Old Testament term which means the first of many more to come. So God is literally going to save multitudes out of the tribulation period. It'll be a time of trouble, definitely, like there's never been on the face of the earth. But God will be working. He's designed the tribulation period to bring his judgment on the earth, but also at the same time to bring salvation to the nation of Israel. And then also in Daniel chapter 9, in verses 24 through 27, where it shows us this 7-year period where the Antichrist will actually go into the temple and stop the sacrificial system and demand to be worshipped as God. In verse 24, it says that this time period is determined for your people and for your holy city. The passage here relates to Daniel. Daniel's people were the Jews. The holy city was the nation of Israel. So the tribulation period is that time predicted where Israel will go through tremendous anguish, but yet salvation will come to it. And in verse 27 of Daniel 9, it says this, then he, speaking of the Antichrist, will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week or for 1 7-year period. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate. Here it's prediction that the Antichrist, during the middle of that 7-year period, will go into the temple of God, stop the sacrificial system, and then commit the worst type of abomination possible, which is a man claiming to be God and wanting to be worshipped as God. And the only way for this passage to be fulfilled is, first of all, that there would be a temple there in the nation of Israel. Second of all, that there would be a sacrificial system going on. So we're looking to the future in the day when Israel will rebuild their temple, will start up the sacrificial system, and during that time, the Antichrist will come into that very temple, stop the sacrifices, and demand to be worshipped as God. And at that point, it'll be at the very middle of the tribulation period, and that's when Jesus said, it's time to get out of Judea and flee out into the wilderness, because there's going to be a time of great tribulation upon the earth. But the main point here for today is that in verse 24, it's predicted that it's for Daniel's people and Daniel's holy city, the nation of Israel. There is one passage in the New Testament, of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, which also describes the purpose of the tribulation period. And Jesus is writing to a church, and he says this to the church at Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world. And here's the phrase, to test those who dwell on the earth. In the book of Revelation, those who dwell on the earth is a reference to the unbelievers whose home is the earth. This is where they live for, and everything that is important to them is here on the earth. Yes, we literally live on the earth, but our citizenship is in heaven as believers. And so we are here promised by Jesus to be kept from the hour of trial that's going to test the unbelievers upon the earth, whether they'll follow the Lord or whether they will not, whether they'll take the mark of the beast and worship the Antichrist or not. And so here we as a church have the promise to be kept from the trial that's going to come upon them. The tribulation period nowhere in the scripture is ever applied as a time to purify the church, as a time to refine them, to get them ready for heaven. It's primarily described as a time of God's wrath and a time where God is going to deal with the nation of Israel once again and bring salvation to many of their lives. And this is the only way Matthew 24 could make any sense, where Jesus is speaking about what will happen in the nation of Israel during this tribulation period. And in verse 15 of chapter 24 of Matthew, Jesus said this, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. So we're to understand this passage. That means we need to go back to Daniel like we did previously and look at that passage. And it says here that someone is going to stand in the holy place, the holies of holies, and it's going to be an abomination, one that causes desolation or destruction. And so what the scripture predicts is that sometime in Israel's history, in our future, the Antichrist will go into the holy place, demand to be worshipped as God, and then great destruction will come upon those, especially in the area of Jerusalem. That's why Jesus says this following verse 15 at verse 16. He says, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Because Israel is going to be the center of great conflict, great disturbances upon the land during this tribulation period. And the thing that's going to mark this beginning of great tribulation is this abomination of desolation, where the Antichrist goes into the temple, demands to be worshipped as God. Jesus said, for those who are living in that day and for those who see that, he says, it's time to get out of Judea and flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. See how all this goes back to Israel? Get out of Judea. That's where they actually would be on the housetop. They would have a place there where they could sit and relax up on the roof. So he says, get out of there. Don't even go back to get your clothes. And pray that it wouldn't be on the Sabbath, because you need to be able to get out of town immediately. Verse 21 says, for then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no ever shall be. And so that marks the time in which there's going to be great tribulation focused there in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Israel, and they are to flee out into the wilderness, where God says in Revelation 12, he's going to preserve a remnant or a group that'll flee out into the wilderness, and it'll be preserved there by God himself for 3.5 years. Now, there is one aspect that we need to look at in closing our study today, and that is that God has and continually made a distinction between his plan for Israel and his plan for the church. In Romans chapter 11, Paul makes this very clear. He says that Israel is the roots. He's using an illustration of a tree. And he says that we as the Gentiles have been grafted into this tree, and we are actually receiving of the blessings given to them as a nation, the promises in the Old Testament. So we're grafted into the new covenant and all of its blessings. But yet at the same time, we do not replace the nation of Israel. So it's not right or accurate to apply the prophecies in the Old Testament to the nation of Israel, to the church. That's why as we go back and we look at those prophecies, the tribulation period applies to Daniel's people. It's a time of Jacob's trouble. These are all references to the nation of Israel. And right now what God is doing, he is allowing the nation of Israel's heart to be hardened for a purpose so that he could save many of the Gentiles. And Paul says that very thing in Romans 11, starting at verse 25 and verse 26. Says, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that hardening in part has happened to Israel. It's only partial. It's not a complete hardening. And then the next phrase is important. It says, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. That word until is extremely important. That means that marks the end point of this hardening of the nation of Israel. So right now, presently, God is allowing his elect, the nation that he chose out of all the nations of the world, to be hardened so that all these Gentiles, like myself and many of you, could come into that place of salvation. But that's going to end at some point when the Lord stops primarily working with the Gentile nations or the non-Jew. And then verse 26 and says, so all Israel be saved, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he'll turn away ungodliness from Jacob, which is again a reference to Israel. So what the Bible says here is right now, presently, during the time of the church, God is bringing in all these Gentiles. But that's going to end at a certain point. And he's going to turn and he's going to bring salvation to the nation of Israel. Now, we've seen wherein this salvation takes place. According to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, it's a time of tribulation. It's going to be a time of great trouble, but Jacob, Israel, be saved out of it. So the Lord's primarily right now working through the church and bringing salvation to many. But there's going to be a point in which he changes that program, that emphasis. And that'll begin the tribulation period. And during that seven-year period, he'll be bringing many Israelites to salvation. Yes, Gentiles will be saved during that time, but it'll go back to the focus upon the nation of Israel. And by God's grace, he's going to redeem many of him and fulfill the promises that he made to that nation in the Old Testament. And by God's grace, many Israelites will be saved during that time, and God will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. So we see from our study today that the tribulation period is primarily emphasized that it's a time for the nation of Israel where God will redeem them. And he will do that very thing in the future.